the shiur tonight, the sichah tonight for everybody. Rabbi Ifra is a senior ram in yeshiva. We're zoche to have him give a morning iyun shiur to Shana Bet and an afternoon high-level shiur to Shana Aleph. And besides that, he works closely with the anhal of the yeshiva in making sure that the programs and the ruach of the yeshiva runs in the path that Yeshiva Torah Shiur wants, in its path of Torah. Please give me your undivided attention, and thank you so much for preparing the shiur tonight.
Thank you. Okay, good evening, everyone. It is a tremendous chus to be here for this, such a beautiful, packed-based medrash, to see everybody learning together. Mirtz Hashem, the shiur tonight should be Le'ili Nishmas, Yisrael Yehuda ben David Nechemia, and it's a very special chus to have Caleb's father here with us as well. Just before we even start, we're learning now Kiddushin, and the Gemara says in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed that I think just about everybody in the room from Torah Shraga has learned this year and is probably very familiar with. The Gemara says, V'hodatam levanecha v'livnei vanecha. The Torah tells us that we're meant to teach the Torah to our children and our children's children. And the Gemara says, Lomar lach, shekol ha-melamed is b'no Torah, ma'ale alav ha-kasav kilu limdo lo v'livno v'ven b'no. That anybody who teaches his son Torah, Hashem treats him as if he taught his son and his son's son, meaning you're a link in the Mesorah, and certainly to be involved in father-son learning is exactly that, and it's really a beautiful thing to see. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim, and whether the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim is a mitzvah ben Adam l'makom, or a mitzvah ben Adam l'chavero. So intuitively, if a person looks at the Aseres HaDibros, you see that there are the first five Dibros, and the second five Dibros, on different sides of the Luchos. And the first four, at least, definitely appear to be Ben Adam L'Makom. And the last five certainly appear to be Ben Adam L'Chavero. And the question is, where does Kibud Avaim fall out? So in the first source, the Ramban already tells us. He says, Hine Aseres HaDibros Chamisha B'Chvod HaBorei V'Chamisha L'Tovas HaAdam. There are five of the Aseres HaDibros that are L'Chvod Hashem. We would call them Ben Adam L'Makom. And then five more that are Ben Adam L'Chavero, L'Tovas HaAdam. Ki kabedes avicha kivod hakel, says the Ramban. Honoring Hashem, honoring a father, is honoring Hashem. Ki lichvod haboreit tziva lechabed ha'av ha'mishtatef b'yitzira. For the sake of honoring Hashem, Hashem has commanded us to honor our fathers and mothers who are participants, who are partners with Hashem in creation. V'nisharu chamisha la'adam b'tzorcho v'tovaso. So then there's five also for Ben Adam l'chaveru. So the Ramban says explicitly, even though there's another Ramban that sounds a little bit not like this, but this Ramban at least says that the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim is the finals, the fifth commandment, that is mitzvah ben Adam l'makom. And if you look in the Chizkuni, this Chizkuni, at least in the Davar Acher, says the same thing. That's very interesting. If you look in the two psukim, we have Aseres HaDibros takes place twice in Chumash, once in Parshas Yisro, that's when it's actually happening, and then a second time in Parshas Vayeschanan. So if you look in the two psukim that we put in the beginning of the page, there's a difference between the pasuk in Parshas Yisro and the pasuk in Parshas Veschanan. The pasuk says in Parshas Yisro, "Kaberes avicha vesimecha, leman yarichun yamecha al ha'adama, asher Hashem elokecha, no sein lach." So, honor a person should honor his father and mother, so that he should have a long life on the earth that Hashem has given to you. And if you look in Parshas Veschanan, the Torah adds some words. Kaberes avicha vesimecha, kasher tzivcha Hashem elokecha, as Hashem has commanded you. That kasher tzivcha Hashem elokecha does not appear in the first pasuk. So the Meshech Chachma is bothered by this kasha. Why is it that the Torah adds kasher tzivcha? And the Meshech Chachma says it's coming to teach us something unique. If you look in source number 3, the Meshech Chachma says that there is a Yerushalmi, I'm not going to read it inside, there is a Yerushalmi which appears, I think, over here on source number 6, that describes the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim as a mitzvah which is a priyas chov. It's a mitzvah where a person is paying off a debt. That's why the Yerushalmi says it's a mitzvah kala. It's an easy mitzvah to do. If you look in the Gemara in Kiddushin, it does not sound at all like Kibud Avaim is an easy mitzvah to do. The Gemara says, how far does Kibud Avaim have to go? The Gemara has stories there about Tanayim who would lay down on the floor so their parents could step on them. Stories about being embarrassed in front of important people and not responding. Obviously, caring for a parent, feeding, and taking places. So the mitzvah of Kibud Avaim is very difficult, till the point where there's some Amoraim who said it's better off that a person should know from it. But if a person doesn't have parents, it's even easier for him. because this tremendous responsibility doesn't have to be a burden on him. It's almost impossible to fulfill. But the Rishami says it's a mitzvah kala. Why is it a mitzvah kala? Because it's priyas chov. When a person owes a debt to somebody, the most natural thing to do is to pay that debt. So that's exactly what kibud av va'em is, says the Rishami. It's paying off a debt. Your parents who raised you, your parents who took care of you, brought you into the world, educated you, clothed you, fed you, gave you a place to live. It's the most natural thing that a person is meant to feel, to give back to your parents. So, says the Meshech Chachma, the Torah is telling us, what about a situation where a person doesn't have that feeling? What if a person was abandoned as a child by their parents, and their parents didn't do all those things for them? Similar, says the Meshech Chachma, to B'nai Yisrael in the Midbar. B'nai Yisrael in the Midbar, Hashem took care of them. Hashem gave them the man. Hashem gave them the well of Miriam that followed them everywhere. They never had to work for food, never had to work to get a drink. The Anane HaKavod would wash their clothing and iron their clothing for them. So there was no household chores for the parents to do for their children in the Midbar. And even so, the Torah is telling us, says the Meshech Chachma, Kaberes Avicha Vesimecha, Kaasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Just as Hashem commanded you in the Midbar, when your parents didn't have to put into so much effort in order to raise you, yet you had a mitzvah of kibud av va'em. So also now, if a person's parents, chas v'shalom, abandoned them, didn't do so much, were not so involved in raising them, there is still a mitzvah, kasher tzivcha Hashem elokecha, as Hashem commands you, there's still a mitzvah to honor your parents. So some point out, according to Meshech Chachma, it sounds like the mitzvah of kibud av va'em is a mitzvah bin adam l'makom, kasher tzivcha Hashem elokecha, as we saw in the Ramban, and as we saw in the Chizkuni. So that's one school of thought. But there is a second school of thought. It's really based on the Mishnah in Peah in source number 4, the second part of the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that many of us are familiar with from Shachar's Davening, if you get there on time / early. So Mishnah says, Elu dvarim shadam ochel peroseyem ba'olam hazeh, va'keren kayemes lo la'olam haba. There are mitzvos that a person is ochel peroseyem ba'olam hazeh. He derives benefit from the peros, the fruits of those mitzvahs in this world. But the principle, the main reward for the mitzvah is reserved for Olam Haba. And then the Mishnah lists mitzvos that fall into this category. Kibud av va'em, gmilos chasadim, havas shalom bin adam lechavero, bringing peace between two people, the Talmud Torah keneged kulam. So the Rush and the Parish of Mishnayos over there in Peah is bothered. What is unique about these mitzvos that a person benefits both in this world and the next? And the Rush says, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz yoser b'mitzvos sheyasabem gam ratzon habrios mi b'mitzvos shebin adam lekono. Hashem desires more mitzvos ben adam lechavero than he does mitzvos that are ben adam lemakom. So the Rush is explicitly saying that the mitzvah of kibud av va'em is a mitzvah ben adam lechavero. That's what it sounds like over here in the Mishnah in Peah. And as we said in the Yerushalmi describes the mitzvah of kibud av va'em as priyas chov. You're paying a debt to your parents. It's a hakaras tov to your parents, appreciating them. That also sounds very much like a mitzvah ben adam lechavero. There's a Sefer Achinuch. Maybe we'll read it inside because it's so beautiful, the wording, where the Sefer Achinuch really says it's both. The Sefer Achinuch says the following, Mishor Shei Mitzvah Zu, the root of this mitzvah, Sheroi lo la'adam, sheyakir v'yigmo chesed, l'misha asa imo tova. The source, the roots of kibud av va'em, is that a person should recognize and do kindness to someone, to people, who have done good for him. V'lo yia naval u'misnakir v'kafui tova. A person shouldn't be an ingrate and not appreciative of what was done for him. Shezu mida ra'a u'me'usa, betachlis lifnei elokim va'anashim. This is the worst midah that a person can have in the eyes of Hashem, in the eyes of other people. The worst midah a person can have is to be ungrateful. V'sheyitein olibo, a person has to pay attention to the fact, ki ha'av v'ha'em hem sibas hayoso ba'olam. A person's father and mother are the reason that he is here in the world. V'alkin be'emes ro'ilo la'asos lehem kol kavod v'kol to'elis sheyuchal. Really, says the Sefer Achinuch, a person should do anything and everything that he possibly could for his parents. Ki him hevi'uhu la'olam. They brought you into the world. Gam yagubo kama yigios bekatnuso. And they worked so hard to raise you and take care of you when you were a child. U'kishi yikva zos hamida benafsho. When a person internalizes that idea, ya'ala mimena lahakir tova sakel baruchu. But it doesn't stop there. When a person builds in himself this midah of hakaras tov towards his parents, So ultimately, it will lead him towards Hakaras HaTov to Hashem. Shusibas Sibaso Visibas Kolavosav Ad Adam Harishon. The real reason that we're all here is because of Hashem. He's the reason that we're here, and he's the reason that our parents are here as well. So the Sefer HaChinuch describes Kibud HaVeim as Hakaras HaTov to the parents, which ultimately leads to Hakaras HaTov to Hashem. So I thought in about 10 minutes, we can try to go through about 7 nafkaminas. Is there a practical halachic difference between whether the mitzvah of Kibud HaVeim is a mitzvah ben Adam l'makom or a mitzvah ben Adam l'chavero? So this question is, I don't know if it's first found, but it is famously found in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says the following. Without reading the whole thing inside, I'm going to skip to the end of the first line. He says, Lefi ha-mivur b'Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, source number 9, Ubashas, and in the Gemara, Da'veru shebin adam l'chaveru lo mahani tshuva v'lo yom ha-kipurim at she'iratze es chaveru. When a person wants to do tshuva because he was mechalel Shabbos, so what do? You say vidui and you feel bad about it and you commit never to be mechalel Shabbos again. That's how you do tshuva for being mechalel Shabbos. And that's it. You don't have to say you're sorry to anybody. But when it comes to any mitzvah, ben adam l'chaveru, so you could cry and tell Hashem that you're sorry and do tshuva and decide you're never going to do it again and feel bad about it. But until you go and appease the person that you wronged, until you go and make up, apologize, and have your apology accepted by the person that you wronged, so your tshuva is not going to be accepted. So if you say that Kibud HaVeim is a mitzvah ben Adam l'makom, and ben Adam l'makom only, so the tshuva does not necessarily involve apologizing to a parent for something that was done wrong. But if the mitzvah of Kibud HaVeim is a mitzvah ben Adam l'chavero, so then like all other mitzvahs ben Adam l'chavero, tshuva will not be effective unless you go and apologize to your parent. That's one nafkamina. Source number 10, we have a second nafkamina, also in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam says, Shevach gadol lashav, sheyisvada barabim. It's a great praise to a person who does tshuva that he should confess his sins in public. V'yodia peshav lahem. He should tell everybody about all the bad things that he did. Umegala averu shebeino levin chaveru la'acherim. You should tell everybody, I used to steal from people, I used to beat people up, I used to be in the mafia, I used to do terrible things to people. The omer lahem omnam chatasi liploni, even though I did this terrible thing to other people, vasisi lo kach v'kach, I did such and such, hareini hayom shavu misnachim, I am remorseful, I regret it, and I'm doing tshuva. V'kol ha-misgaya, ve'eno modia el mechaseh p'shav, anybody who's arrogant and he doesn't tell everybody what he did, he tries to cover it up, ein tshuvaso gemura, shenemar mechaseh p'shav lo yatzliach, his tshuva is incomplete, says the Rambam. Says the Rambam, when is this true? That's only if it's an aver that you did to somebody else. When it's a aver ben adam l'makom, you don't have to publicize it. You shouldn't go around telling people, I used to be mechal Shabbos, but now I'm not. I used to eat treif, but now I don't. There's no reason for that. It's like disgracing God, like flaunting the fact that you used to rebel against God. But if it's a mitzvah bin adam chavero, then that's what you're supposed to do. So again, it's a nafkamina. How do we relate to the mitzvah of kibud avayim when we do tshuva? Is it something I'm supposed to say, I acted inappropriately in the past, but now I'm better? Or is it something that I'm supposed to keep to myself? Second nafkamina. A third nafkamina. There is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Tur, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskins. What if a person is a mamzer? A mamzer is the product of an avera, of an adulterous relationship. Does a mamzer have a chiyuv of kibud avayim? Because the parents of a mamzer are rishayim. So the Rambam says it doesn't matter. If your parents are rishayim, you have a mitzvah of kibud avayim. And the Tur, quoted here by the Ramah in source number 11, the Tur says no. If your parents are rishayim, there is no mitzvah of kibud avayim. A machlokas rishonim. So what does this depend upon? Perhaps we could suggest it depends upon exactly our question. If the mitzvah of kibud avayim is a mitzvah ben adam l'makom, a mitzvah between us and Hashem, so if a person has a parent who's a Rasha, a parent who does averas, so to honor that person is not honoring Hashem. So maybe there's no mitzvah of kibud avayim for a parent who's a Rasha. But if mitzvah of kibud avayim is a mitzvah ben adam l'chavero that's really rooted in hakaras atov towards your parent, so if the parent is a Rasha, it doesn't mean that the child should still not have a karsa tov for the things that that parent did for him. So perhaps the machlokas Rambam and Tur could be an additional nafkamina. Source number 12, there's a Sefer Charedim. He has the following shaila. Is there a mitzvah to relate to your parents in a certain way in your heart. Does it matter how I think about my parents? I'll do whatever they need me to do. I'll be ma'achilo, umashkehu, umalbisho, like the Gemara says. I'll give them food and I'll give them drink and I'll clothe them and I'll take them where they need to go and I won't contradict them and I won't sit in their seat. But what if, does it matter how I think inside? Is there a difference if I think my father is like the Gadol Ador or if I think my father is a bum? Does it matter? So says the Sefer Charedim, if you look in source number 12, in the third to last line, I put in italics. He says, And we'll start from the beginning of the line. This Yirei Hashem Yechabed Be'enav Sheyedame Belibo Sheim Gedolim V'Nichbadei Aretz Shezehu Ikar Kivodam. Says the Sefer Charedim, a person has to imagine, think in his heart that his parents are Gedolim. They're honorable people. That's the main kavod a person does for his parents. The main kavod is a feeling, a perspective that a person has inside. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichos Musar even suggests that if a person really wants to be mekayim in the midst of kibud av va'em in the highest way, so every person should look at their parents and try to find one area, one point in my parents that my parents excel in this. They're like the gadol hador in this area. Nobody's perfect. Nobody in the world is perfect. But I see everybody has good qualities. We have to find in our parents something that I see that my parent, my father and my mother excel in this area. And in that way, I view them as the gadol hador. Because that's what creates this feeling. Sheyedame belibo shem gedolim v'nichbadei haaretz. That's a kiyum of the mitzvah of kibud av va'em. And he says in the next line, Val ha-mevaza aviv o'imo belibo, a person who chas v'shalom disgraces a parent, not in any behavior, but belibo, the way he feels inside. So he skipping a line. Ne'amar arur makle aviv imo. It's included in one of the curses in the Torah, chas v'shalom. So perhaps this could be another nafkamina. If a person feels inside, is there a mitzvah to feel a certain way about your parents? The feeling might never express itself externally. Your parents might never know about it. So if you say, there's a mitzvah to feel a certain way, so perhaps that's because the mitzvah of kibud av va'em is a mitzvah ben adam lamakom. Hashem knows how you feel inside, even though your parents don't. But if the mitzvah of kibud av va'em is entirely a mitzvah ben adam lachavero, so maybe it doesn't really matter how a person feels inside. You could argue with that, nafkamina perhaps, as my wife did in the car last night when I was telling it to her, but there's not enough time to go into the back and forth right now. Another nafkamina, in source number 13, there's a shaila in terms of mechila, the mechaber passing in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara. Asur la'adam lahachbir ulo albanav, ulo daktek bichvodo imahem. Even though we've learned a lot about the responsibility a child has to their parent, the Shulchan Aruch says here, there's also a little bit of responsibility the parent has to the child, not to be overbearing in terms of demanding the kavod that the Torah says is due. Shelo yaviyam lidei michshol. A parent who demands all the kavod that the Torah accords them, so it's almost like an impossible demand to fill. So what should you do? Ela yimchol v'yalim eino mehem. A parent should be moch on their kavod and not demand every single thing that the Torah accords them. Sha'av shemachal kivodo, kivodo machal. A father who's mochel in his kavod, so his kavod is machal, it works. You can forgive your kavod, you can say, you don't have to do this for me. So one second. Have you ever heard of somebody saying, you can be mochel on the mitzvah of tefillin? I can be mochel on tefillin, you don't have to put on tefillin today. I can be mochel on Shabbos, we don't have to keep Shabbos this week. It doesn't work that way. A mitzvah bin adam l'makom, you can't be mochel. When can you be mochel? Perhaps mechila only works if it's bin adam l'chavero. Since it's a mitzvah to my parents, and my parents say, I don't have to do it. So, good enough. Happens to be Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg in the Sefer, Mishmeres Chaim, he says it's not necessarily a raya. Mishmeres Chaim says, because there is a rule. Ritzono shel Adam zehu kibuda. When the Shulchan Aruch says that a parent can be mochel in their kavod, it's not a raya, it's not a proof that the mitzvah is a mitzvah bin adam l'chavero. It could be, it's still a mitzvah bin adam l'makom. But when a parent is mochel in their kavod, they've now changed the way to be mechabed them. The Shulchan Aruch says you have to be mechabed them by standing up when they walk into the room. Yeah, it happens to be, I had a Rebbe who was a Talmud of Rav Scheinberg, and he told me that Rav Scheinberg told him that you should be makbid, that your children should stand up for you every time you walk into the room, and it'll make a difference in the way they treat you for the rest of your life. And he told me it wasn't makbid in the end, but I mentioned Rav Scheinberg, so. Anyway, so Rav Scheinberg says, when the parent is mochel on the kavod, it changes the way the mitzvah is performed. If you tell your child, you know what, you don't have to stand for me when I walk into the room, so then the kavod turns into not standing for them. It makes them uncomfortable. Your father says, if you stand up every time on the walk, I walk into the room, it makes me uncomfortable. I want to be comfortable in my own home. So by not standing up, you've changed the mitzvah into into not standing up for them. Oh. There is a Tshuvas HaRadbaz on this same topic, and we'll finish off now, the Radbaz and the Yalkut Yosef, and we'll call it a night. The Tshuvas HaRadbaz says, let's say a parent is mocha on their kavod, is there any reason to be mechabed them anyway? Is there any concept? My parent says, you know what? You don't have to give me, don't have dinner on the table when I come home. I'll take care of it. You're busy. Take care of what you have to take care of. And you say to yourself, you know what? My mom just told me that, you know, she knows I had a long day. I shouldn't leave dinner out for her. I'm going to make her a special dinner. Have you done a mitzvah of kibud av va'em? They were mochel already. So says the Radbaz, even if they were mochel, akati mitzvah ika. There's still a kiyum kibud av va'em even when they were mochel. So perhaps there could also be another nafkamina that even though the parent was mochel on their kavod, there's also an aspect of mitzvah v'dado mamakom. Hashem says this is what you're supposed to do. So even if they don't demand it of you, you go ahead and do it anyway, you fulfill the mitzvah. One final nafkamina. Try to be punctual. Okay, I'm a minute over. One final nafkamina. Let's say a person has a parent who's blind. So if your parent is blind, is there still a mitzvah kibud av va'em to stand up for them when they come into the room? They don't know that you're going to stand up for them. They can't see you. So the Yalkut Yosef says, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, the chief rabbi currently, the Sephardic chief rabbi of Israel, he says it'll depend on this question. If it's a mitzvah binadol mechavero, you're doing it for the parent, so the parent doesn't know. Perhaps you don't have to stand up when they come into the room. But if it's a mitzvah binadol lemakom, so then Hashem knows if you're standing up for them or not, and you would still have to stand up even though they don't know. Mirtz Hashem, we should all be zocha to the best of our abilities to be mechabed our parents and to really appreciate everything that they do for us.